miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act, paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 735, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is Monday morning, time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us on a Monday.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Good morning.
How was your fourth? Anybody get hurt or anything?
It was an eventful few days, but yesterday I got to unplug a little bit, and it was good. My kids are really small, so our fireworks, we didn't get any of the loud fireworks, and being mayor of Wichita means you got to actually buy the fireworks sold in Wichita. So it was good, but, it wasn't we didn't burn anything down or anything.
That's good. They're still a little young, and your kids are in that case. But they'll come around in a couple of years.
Try to blow up things, I'm sure.
That's true, yeah. Hey, listen, I understand you had some visitors over the weekend. Some people were demonstrating outside your house. How'd that go?
Yeah, we're ready. We gave them water. We gave them, we gave them full-strength Coca-Cola instead of that diet stuff. No, it was all right. We got a wind from a social media post that some people who were upset with the mask mandate wanted to protest. And, they were gracious. Apparently, they wrote a thank you note on our sign. We put a sign out saying, welcome, and we stocked cooler for you because it's hot out. So they came and had their voices heard. Drank some Coke and went on their way. We had no problem. So glad that, the First Amendment's alive and well and that people are respecting right to voice their opinion and right to property.
Well, Jeff, wasn't that many. You didn't really have to have crowd control or anything like that, did you?
So the Facebook group said like over 100. And, but I think the people who showed up, probably about 10-ish. I think one outlet said 6, another outlet said 12, so we'll call it around 10, right?
Yeah.
So it was good. We brought the kids downstairs and played with them in a basement. I just want them to feel comfortable at home and not feel like home.
Right.
Home needs to be a safe place, and I can't stop people who want to protest in front of my house, but the reality is, I got 3 little kids under the age of 6, and they wouldn't understand. I think this protest said to open carry your guns, and I didn't want them to be worried, so we brought them downstairs and we played a game and let the protest happen, and it went by pretty well, I guess.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Now, last Friday, by a vote of 4-3, the city council decided on a mandate for the city of Wichita that says if you're out in public and you can't maintain the 6-foot distancing, you have to wear a mask. Is that pretty much the gist of it, with a few exceptions?
That is the gist, and it sucks. Like, no one wants to be in this situation, right, where the coronavirus numbers are just spiking. We're had 13 medical professionals come in and present to our council, and they're all unanimous. We're on the same trajectory right now as Houston, which has almost met the capacity for the ICU rooms they have. So the president of Wesley asked us to do this, to pass this. The medical community asked us to pass this, and we really had no choice. So right now, for the next, I think, till the 11th of next month, there'll be a mask order in place. And the feedback's been pretty good. I mean, you get some people who obviously don't want to do this, but then a lot of other folks said, hey, because it's mandated, I feel more comfortable wearing a mask, because if it's just my choice, I feel like I'm making a political statement. And this isn't about politics. This is about stopping the spread of this pandemic and trying to get back to normal. So this was kind of our last-ditch effort to avoid another shutdown. Wichita paid a huge price economically and really socially for the first shutdown. And if we want kids to go back to school, if we want to slow down this disease, if we want to make sure that we don't have another shutdown, this is the last tool in our toolbox.
Will the county go along with this, or will they do something different?
So the county commission got to vote the first time on this, and they voted to recommend it. I mean, that sounds good, and I have a lot of respect for the county, but it just doesn't show that the recommendations worked the first time when it got us off. The structured plan we were on actually did work, and then when he said, hey, we recommend the plan, all the bars opened up. It didn't work. So that's a reason why people don't recommend 30 miles an hour, right? Like, I wouldn't be doing 30 miles an hour if it's a recommendation. So the county, although they voted against the governor's order in countywide, with the city put it in as a ordinance under home rule, which is a constitutional provision, it's only effective within the city of Wichita. Other cities might actually follow our lead, but right now it's effective in the city of Wichita. Home rule is constitutional, not statutory, not to jump into this fake lawyer I am at work. But the county can't overrule us. Constitutional authority is stronger. So in the city of Wichita, the mask order is in place. Other areas of Sedgwick County, right now it's not, unless Sedgwick County or those cities choose to enact it.
The ordinance carries a fine. Is it? Do you think it's realistically, is it enforceable, or do you think the police will be occupied with doing this, enforcing this thing?
So we learned through the shutdown, which is shutdown's much heavier than this is, right? But we learned that through education, folks do the right thing. And so I don't think the fines were for convictions. So you have to go. You have to, like, reject a mask. Like, you have to really be making a point to get to the point where you might get a $25 fine. Like, you're now going through the courts, right? Like, so it's enforceable. Do I think it's going to need enforcement on a large scale? Like, are we going to be really calling many police to enforce this? History tells us no. During the ban orders, the first week maybe is when you kind of are educating folks on what's going on. But I don't think it's going to be a big deal. And the overwhelming majority, both on scientific and non-scientific polls, and, you know, internet polls and such, they understand what's going on. They understand why we need to wear these masks, and they understand it's our only way for avoiding another shutdown. So I think the majority of folks will be fine. I think there will be some who will protest by not wearing a mask, and you know, our officers will try to educate on why it's important that, you know, although you might believe you have the freedom not to wear a mask, do you have the freedom to pass a incredibly infectious disease to someone else unknowingly? Like, that's kind of where it is. Like, I think when you start actually having those conversations with folks, they tend to get it. And then, you know, when they're provided a mask, like, there's a way to avoid fines and not take it to that.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us, and appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk to you next week. What's your time?
Hey, guys, thanks a lot, and happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
Belated Independence Day, and take it easy.
There you go.
You too. Thanks.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business.